AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden talks about inflation in a meeting with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell.
Chair Powell and other leaders of the Fed have noted at this moment they have a laser focus on addressing inflation, just like I am. And with a larger complement of board members now confirmed, I know we'll use those tools of monetary policy to address the rising prices for the American people.
Inflation has shown signs of moderating, but is likely to remain far above the Fed's 2% target through the end of the year. Biden also talked about gun violence with New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
So much of it is preventable, and the devastation is amazing.
Ardern successfully won passage in New Zealand of gun control less than a month after a gunman killed 51 Muslim worshippers in 2019. Getting any gun legislation through the U.S. Congress for more than a decade has been an uphill battle. Attorney Michael Sussman, who worked for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, has been found innocent of charges that he lied to the FBI.
I told the truth to the FBI, and the jury clearly recognized that with their unanimous verdict today.
Sussman was accused of casting suspicions on Donald Trump and Russia in the run-up to the 2016 election. Former Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro revealed in a court filing he has been subpoenaed by the Justice Department to appear before a federal grand jury investigating the Capitol riot. A 47-year-old man is dead, apparently killed by an alligator while searching a lake for frisbees at a disc golf course in Largo, Florida. Police department says despite signs warning of the alligators, the man was looking for the frisbees in the water. People who frequent the course say it's not unusual for someone to look for lost discs to be sold for a few dollars. This is AP News. Members of the Korean teen boy band BTS meet with President Biden.
The White House press room was packed, and the briefing live stream audience went through the roof for BTS's appearance before their private meeting with President Biden. Singer RM says they want to turn their influence into tolerance.
We thank President Biden and the White House for giving this important opportunity to speak about the important causes, remind ourselves of what we can do as artists.
White House economist Brian Freese, who wanted to talk about inflation numbers, had to follow BTS.
So I get to go home and tell my kids that BTS opened for me. I did not expect that when I woke up this morning.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
An online video showing raw sewage, crumbling bathrooms posted by the Druid Hill High School students in suburban Atlanta changed the county school board's minds. Members voting unanimously to spend $50 million to repair the aging school. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.